Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, this is episode 26, season 3, the W Cubs prediction episode. Don't forget to listen down and subscribe to the Fly the W podcast. Leave us a 5-star review. All right, Crowley, let's get to prediction time. Before we do that, let's talk about how this final roster sets up.
Yep, we got a 27-man roster. We had no doubt on most of this stuff. The catchers, Yan Gomes, Miguel Amaya, first baseman Michael Busch, second baseman Nico Hoerner, Dansby Swanson at short. You got four outfielders in Cody Bellinger, Ian Happ, Seiya Suzuki, and Mike Tauchman. And then the bench utility, Garrett Cooper, Nick Madrigal, and Miles Mastrobuoni. Dustin, I was a little upset that Alexander Canario did not make the lineup. I don't know what Nick Madrigal
is. Because he can't play third, short, and second, Crowley. That's what they're telling us, right?
No doubt about it, but he still is a power bat. And you talked about that DH role.
Listen, yeah. I am with you, especially with the fact, okay, who's your guy is starting the season on the IL. You don't have that pop either. I mean, it's like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I'm very confused by this move.
I mean, Nick Madrigal only has played like one game this spring, you know what I mean? Or not this spring, but recently because of the quad issues. So,
and it screams to me that they're worried about the third baseman. That's what that screams to me. Having him around means that they're very, very nervous about Christopher Morel. That's what that says to me.
I agree. And like I said, hopefully, you know, a lot of these moves have to do with, like, if Patrick Wisdom was healthy. You know, you could see Patrick Wisdom taking Nick Madrigal's spot, right? You know, and so some of those things are injury related. We'll see what happens, but I hope that Canario gets a chance to really have an opportunity to have some really good at bats and see what this kid can do. I mean, he's got power. I thought he looked good this spring, but we'll see. Starting pitchers, obviously, the Jameson Taillon injury was not good. The Cubs are going to be going with Justin Steele, Kyle Hendricks, Shodi Minaga, Jordan Wicks, and Javier Assad. So I think the real big surprise, Dustin, was the Javier Assad. We talked about that the last episode. But to me, I'm happy because that means that Drew Smyly won't be starting, and I think his game is better fit to be a bullpen guy.
Yeah, it is. It's better fit for the bullpen. But the good thing about Drew is that he can quick and make a start if needed. Drew Smyly is going to start games at some point this year. It's just a matter of probably when. You know, starting pitchers break down. Starting pitchers need a day off. Hopefully it's nothing, you know, long term. Hopefully all these guys work out. But I also think in an imperfect world that Jordan Wicks and or Javier Assad could also move right from the starting rotation and move into the bullpen if that's what's best for the Cubs at this point.
Speaking of the bullpen, Dustin, they got Yency Almonte, who I think makes it because he doesn't have any options left. Adbert Alzolay, we know, is going to be the closer. Jose Quas, Mark Leiter. Luke Little was the surprise, and I was happy to see that you make the team, and now you got two lefties in the pen, Julian Merriweather, Hector Neris, and Drew Smyly. But looking at that list, Dustin, I really think that Adbert keeps the closer job, and I think Merriweather is going to be the setup man. And to me, then, that puts Neris or Leiter at 6-7.
Well, what are we doing with Quas?
I think Quas can come. I mean, you're going to need to eat innings, right? Especially in the beginning. And I think Quas is one of those rubber arm guys. You know what I mean? So he's a guy now, especially with Assad in the rotation, that maybe can get you two or three innings. That would be where I would look at that. Him or Drew Smyly would be your two or three inning guys, whereas Leiter, Little, Merriweather, Neris, and Alzolay would be more of your one inning guys.
And I was tapping on the left arm, and that's for Luke Little. I mean, I think a big part of why Luke Little's here is because last year the Cubs, and rightfully so, took a lot of crud for only having one lefty in the bullpen, and now they've got two, and they know they've got to have at least two lefties in the bullpen.
Yeah, and I'm
right. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that Luke Little had such a great spring. It would have been a shame for him not to have this opportunity.
Oh, I agree. But I do think, I'm not saying he's only there because he's a lefty, but I think that helped him a whole bunch.
Yeah. I was just concerned on a personal level that I just thought that, okay, they were going to put Drew Smyly in the bullpen and they were going to put Luke Little in AAA. That was my concern. I'm glad to see that they have both of them in there.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And so now we get to the Cubs Rangers. This is what we've been waiting for, right? The Cubs missed the postseason by one game last year, 83-79. The Rangers had a record of 90-72. They did not win their division, but they went on to win the World Series, beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-1. Dustin, the Cubs played Texas once at Wrigley Field during the first week of April, and the Cubs took 2 out of 3 from the Rangers. So does that make them the World Series champs? I wish, right?
But it was only that simple.
Right. Stroman was, you know, really awesome in April and May, and so was Justin Steele, the two of them. So Stroman defeat Nathan Eovaldi, and Justin Steele and the offense pounded on Martin Perez 10-3, but the Rangers salvaged the finale with John Gray beating Jameson Taillon 8-2. Now for this series, Dustin, Justin Steele gets the nod against Nathan Eovaldi for game one. So now we're kind of getting into it. And for Justin Steele, we've talked about this, Dustin. This is where he proves that he's not a fluke. He's not a flash in the pan, that this guy is a legit ace. And for the Cubs last year, he was that ace, but I wonder how much he got tired down the stretch. He was an all-star for the Cubs. He went 16-5 with a 3.06 ERA. So you're hoping that Justin can have a repeat and maybe even take a step forward this year.
Yeah, take a step forward, a little bit at a time. I don't know that he's an ace, but he's ace material, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he's got the mentality, I guess, is the way I kind of look at it sometimes, is that, you know, that bulldog mentality that always makes me think of John Lester. I'm not saying he's John Lester, but they do have their work cut out with them. Nathan Eovaldi was 12-5 with 3.63 ERA. So, you know, that's what you're going to see, is you're going to have those aces on the mound. But right now, Texas has a lot of guys on the IL, you know, but these were guys, they don't have Jordan Montgomery like last year. They don't have Jacob DeGrom was always injured a long time. And then you remember that Max Scherzer got injured in the postseason. So they're not going to have to face any combination of Scherzer or DeGrom this time around. And they only face him in the beginning of the season. So I think the Cubs kind of lucked out on that a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Now the Cubs then will go with Kyle Hendricks, who I thought he had a pretty good season. Remember, he was injured for the first half, and he came back, and I think it was like a second start against San Francisco. The guy almost throws a no-hitter. He finishes the season 6-8 with a 3.74 ERA. I think that's what you're going to get, though, with Kyle Hendricks. You just want him to keep you in ball games and not let it get away. But it's I don't know how many, you know, games he's going to win, 2-1 or 1-0, if you get my drift.
Yeah, it won't be a lot of that. No, you're gonna have to give him a little bit more run support than normal.
Now, John Gray went 9-8 last year with a 4.12 ERA, so he's a guy that you can tag, you know, if the offense is ready. And so I think that that's going to be a good matchup. And then Dustin, what we found out is that Jordan Wicks is going to be the starter on Sunday, which means Shota Imanaga will be the Cubs' opening day starter at Wrigley Field on Monday. So, you know, I think
No pressure on the newest Cubs.
Electric. I love it. But Jordan Wicks went 4-1 last season. He was called up in August with 4.41 ERA. He was the first round draft pick of the Cubs in 2021. And again, he's another one that just seems to me like has his head on his shoulders. The moment never seems big for him. He always seems to have the ability to slow himself down.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
He is going to take
on everything about him. I like everything about him.
He's going to take on Andrew Heaney, who went 10-6 with a 4.15 ERA. So, Dustin, when I look at this series, the pitching for the Rangers, they don't have all their, you know, they don't have all their starters. So, I mean, I feel like this is an opportunity. And Dustin, I'm sure you remember when the Cubs won in 2016, when they did the flag raising and the ring ceremony, there is so much pomp and circumstances and things going on that you want the Cubs to be ready and hope that the Red Sox are a little bit distracted.
Yeah, that's always a good thing to point out. It's definitely can get to the Rangers when they're getting their rings, you know, they're putting the flag up and there's all kinds of that pomp and circumstance that could definitely work into the Cubs' favor. That's why I've got the Cubs taking 2 out of 3 because of that. That's one of the reasons why they're not going to get swept. They're going to win a game. I am not saying, oh, please just don't get swept, as I was famous for saying when we first started this podcast out. So the Cubs will win one for sure, and I'm hoping for 2 based on the fact that the Rangers are going to be a little bit distracted.
That's the hope now. So I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go 2 out of 3 for the Cubs. I like the Cubs in game 1 and especially game 2. I like those two matchups for the Cubs. We'll see how Jordan Wicks handles. Like I said, this is going to be the first time breaking camp with the team. So I'm a little bit more nervous on that. But Andrew Heaney, like I said, he doesn't scare me. So let's just hope that the Cubs hitters are, like I said, ready to go and ready to kind of just come out of the gate. That's what I'm looking for here in 2024, is coming out of the gate strong.
All right, let's go into the big time predictions, Crawley. Let's go for the 2024 overall predictions, all the major categories. I will go first, and when we're talking hits, I'm going Seiya Suzuki.
Seiya Suzuki. I am going to go with let's go with Nico Hoerner again. I want him to repeat this year again. I think Nico Hoerner gets 1-7, you know, back up there again as the top of the hits board.
Doubles, I am going to go with Dansby Swanson.
That's where I think Seiya is going to really, really crush this year. I think Seiya Suzuki is going to hit a lot of doubles.
All right, this one's the toughest one. Home runs?
With the home runs, I am going to go with Cody Bellinger. Who do you got?
I got Christopher Morel, because that's why he's here. He's got to do it. And he had a lot of home runs last year and didn't play in all the games. So I'm hoping that the home runs continue, because that's why he's here. Because when his bat hits that ball, it goes. And it goes fast and it goes hard. And hopefully it goes far.
Anyone listening to this podcast knows I've been concerned about Morel. And you know how it is, Dustin, is that sometimes when your defense struggles, you can bring that to the plate and vice versa. So that's why I went the way I went with that.
That makes sense. I don't nervous. Disagree. This is more hopeful than, like, I'm actually putting money on it.
All right, RBIs. I'm going to go with RBIs. I'm going to go with Cody Bellinger on this one again.
I am too, because I expect him to be batting third almost all the time this year. So that's your prime spot for a RBI guy. So I'm with you. Cody Bellinger, RBIs.
How about stolen bases? I think we're both with Nico.
Yep, Nico Hoerner. That one's easy.
Batting average.
I have Bellinger here as well. I have Cody Bellinger as your leader in average.
All right. I think I'm going to go again with Nico. I got a feeling like, you know, Nico, I'm looking for an all-star game for Nico. I think playing with Dansby has improved him a lot. I think offensively he was really solid all year. I don't know if he'll make the all-star, but I want him to take a step forward at the very least.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I hope you're right. I hope that's a big part. All right, here's another really interesting one. And I know people will say, you know, wins don't matter, but they matter to me, and they matter at the end of the season, because you got to win more games than you lose if you hope to be playing meaningful baseball. So who on the Cubs starting pitching staff will have the most wins this year?
I'm going to go with Justin Steele on this one. I'm going to go with the pride of Lucedale, Mississippi.
All right. This is going to maybe shock some people. I am going with Shota Imanaga.
Not bad.
I think he's going to fool a lot of people early on.
That's why I have Shota leading the team in strikeouts. So I'm with Shota with the most strikeouts, in my opinion.
And I'm going Justin Steele on the strikeout front. So we're flip-flopping there. You're going Shota. I'm going Steele. You're going Steele. I'm going Shota.
So, Dustin, the next one is the biggest breakout. And the Cubs have a couple young guys in here. And so, I, you know, to me, I was kind of looking at Michael Busch. I was looking at – Adbert Alzolay, you know, Jose Quas. You got some young players. Is there anyone that you think is going to be the one that's going to be the what, you know, somebody that helps propel the Cubs to the NL Central?
Well, just to go along with what I said about the guy who's going to win the most amount of games, I'm going to go Shota here. I'm going to go Shota Imanaga is the biggest breakout guy. He is really going to make his mark, I truly believe, on this Cubs team and on the National League.
I think for me, the person that has to do it has got to be Michael Busch. I want, you know, this first base cannot just be this black hole of nothingness. They need to do it. And Michael Busch, this is his opportunity. It's right here for him. He's been given the starting job at first base. I feel if he is successful, that would absolutely take a lot of pressure off some of the other players.
All right. Now the record, Crawley, the overall record. I'll go first. You don't have to go first every time. 84-78, just enough to win this division, 84-78.
I have the Cubs winning 86 games. So I feel that they're going to be a couple of games better than last year, and that'll put them at 86. I believe they'll be in first place, followed by the Reds. And so I think, to me, for that to happen, and this is where we get into the MVP, I'm going with Seiya Suzuki as my MVP for the 2024 season.
I am as well, just so that we're not copying off each other. Suzuki, MVP. Suzuki, MVP. It's Crawley and I, Suzuki, MVP. All right, Crawley, that's a wrap. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and subscribe to the Fly the W podcast. Follow us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Hey, email Crawley and I your predictions. Let us know who you think are going to lead in all these categories. FlyTheW670@gmail.com. And now you can watch us by subscribing to 670 The Score YouTube channel. And Crawley, again, you're going to be down in Texas. You're going to be at a couple of these games. Let everybody know again how to follow all of your action.
Yeah, there will be a lot of adventure at Arlington. I'm at Crawley's Cubs on Twitter. We're going to have a lot of different content from down there. We're going to be talking to Cub fans and just kind of getting the general vibe there. So, Dustin, we've made the offseason. The next time we talk, we're going to have our first weekend of games in the bank.
Our spring training is in the books, Crawley.
Absolutely. And now it's time to go win a division. Go Cubs!
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.